Using today's tip, you will no longer have to confirm that you want to put something in the recycle bin. And let's stop calling it a recycle bin.
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor, tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro, without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
Welcome back. This is The Computer Tutor Podcast, and I am your host, Scott Johnson. Hope you're all having a great Cyber Monday and finding all those great deals that are available online right now for the Christmas season. The content for this episode can be seen at my website at computertutorflorida.com/015. This is episode number 15. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, this is where we talk about computers, but we don't get into all the technical language of computers. For most people, you just want the computer to do what you need it to do, and you don't need to know all the details of how it works. I like showing people shortcuts, time savers, just cool tips and tricks that make using your computer a little more enjoyable. And we definitely have one of those today. You know how sometimes you have something you just need to delete? Like if you create a new folder on your desktop and then forget what you're going to use it for, and then you notice a week later and it's just an empty folder. You know, you can always identify those because they're called new folder. You know, all you want to do is just put it in the recycle bin. So you either right-click and choose delete, or actually just drag it right to the recycle bin right there on your desktop. Should be all done, right? Not so fast, Windows says. On your screen, you'll get a pop-up window with a warning asking you if you really, truly, honestly want to put this file in the recycle bin. So you have to confirm it by clicking OK, and then it actually gets deleted. My point is that warning is really not needed. It's just an added step that wastes time. When you hit delete, the item should just get deleted without that step in between. Now, I know some people are going to say, well, what if I accidentally hit delete? Or if I accidentally drag that icon to the recycle bin? Without the warning, it's really going to get deleted. All right, fair enough. Let's take a worst-case scenario. I like to deal with worst-case scenarios. Let's say you have a folder, and it contains pictures of your child. It contains pictures of your little girl. You took these pictures 10 years ago on her second birthday, and her grandparents on both sides were there. So both grandmas and grandpas were there in the pictures. And as it happened, your daughter took her first walking steps that day, and you got that recorded on video. And that video is in the same folder with the birthday party photos. Now, since that day, all of the grandparents have passed away. So I think we can agree that the folder full of photos and videos is pretty important. In fact, for the backstory for this folder, I've probably gone a little overboard in the details. We can probably agree on that too. So one day you're on your computer and you accidentally delete that folder with all those irreplaceable photos and videos. Well, what do you do now? You just find it in the recycle bin and click to restore it back to its original location. Really easy. So, if you want to get rid of that unnecessary warning, here's what you do. Three easy steps. Number one, right-click on the recycle bin and choose Properties. Number two, uncheck the box that says Display Delete Confirmation Dialog. Step three is click OK. That's it. Some things are pretty easy. And as long as we're making some changes to the recycle bin, could we please stop calling it the recycle bin? You don't send files and folders there to be recycled. You send them there to be trashed. I can guarantee you the environment is not going to care what that thing is called. Just do a right click on the icon and choose Rename. Then type in whatever you want to call it. Trash, waste basket, garbage, dead files, whatever you like. As always, I welcome your feedback to my podcast voicemail line, which is never answered by a human. That number is 727-386-9468. And if you didn't get that number, it's right on the front page of my website, ComputerTutorFlorida.com. Thanks again for joining me today, and have a great week. See you next Monday.
Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, ComputerTutorFlorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.